Getting Green every month guests in on behalf of how they are greening up. Sherry Holman, Executive Director, USGBC West Michigan, here to talk about the Michigan Battle of the Buildings. Good morning to you, Sherry.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Excited to be here.
Yeah,
let's do some chatting. First of all, you're executive directing a great, council?
Yes, the U.S. Green Building Council, West Michigan chapter, and we have several programs in West Michigan that we work to help owners green up their buildings and save money.
All right, so we talk about the reasons for doing that. I guess let's just get the elephant out in the room. Why is it important that we be green?
Well, so many reasons. That's a loaded question because there's a lot of great reasons to be green. I mean, let's just, you know, health, right? We want to be healthy. We want to live long. We want to save money. We want to reduce carbon in the atmosphere. I mean, great reasons. We want to leave a better future for our children, right? I mean, what could be better than that?
Yes. Oftentimes, most will respond, well, why not? And I just sit there and say, whatever, I've got to play devil's advocate. Hey, Michigan Battle of the Buildings, let's get into the details here.
Yeah, a Biggest Loser-styled energy reduction competition for all buildings throughout the state of Michigan, with the exception of single-family residential. Unfortunately, they are not included yet, but we are still looking for ways for them to participate. Yes. But we are the only statewide competition in the country of this kind. So pretty cool for us here in Michigan. This is our sixth year running. So we have grown just exponentially, with the very first year being in 2014, 11 million square feet participated. And then fast forward to this year, we have over 200 million square feet currently registered for the 2019, but still time to get your building in.
All right. What's your deadline here?
March 31st. People can still register to get involved in this year's battle.
Give me an example of a past winner and maybe what they accomplished, just to kind of set the bar high.
I hate to do this because U of M is really smashing it, and they have been year after year. Last year, they were our biggest winner overall, reducing over 34% in 1 year in one of their buildings. This year, they're really stepping it up. They just sent over a list, another 8 million square feet. So, they really give a run for the money in the education category. But if I remember right, we had 20 buildings last year reduce energy more than 10%. And we had, if I remember my numbers right, I think 10 buildings over 20% in 1 year. Overall, last year, our competitors saved $7.4 million that they put back into their businesses instead of giving to our friendly utility companies, DTE and consumers, who, by the way, are coveted sponsors of the competition.
They know what it's all about.
Yes.
With the support. Tell me, manufacturing pilot program, why is this important?
Yeah, so last year we worked with the EPA to develop an industrial pilot, and in manufacturing as well. And what it's trying to do is, instead of measuring energy in kBTUs per square foot, which might not be the best unit of measure for everybody, we're doing it by widget. And so this year, Chrysler and GM participated in it, and we're actually going to do a little breakout session at the Energy Summit to try to get more people to understand how to do it. We hope that we're developing something that is easier for the owner and more telling, right? It changes so much in manufacturing. What they're doing shifts all of that. That is kBTU per square foot, really a good measurement for them. So that's what we're trying to do with that pilot.
Our Getting Green segment, Sherry Holman in the house, Executive Director, USGBC West Michigan, talking Michigan Battle of the Buildings. And that includes the whole state of Michigan, right?
It sure does.
Is there an addition of a water category?
Yeah, we started that in 2017. And so you can also compete in water to see who can reduce the most amount of water, just indoor water use over the course of a year. So
it's important. Details again, registration, you still have a week, right?
Yeah, Yep, you can register for the 2019 competition until March 31st, and so there's still time to get in. It's super easy to do. You just go on our website and you simply enter your name and your company name, and you're in. I mean, square footage. That's what we do need, because we measure on square footage how we're growing. And then just start saving energy, right? That's all you got to do. Reduce.
Helping yourself and the earth, bottom line. There's an upcoming energy summit in April, I see.
Yeah. So every year, of course, we have to congratulate last year's winners. So on April 25th at the JW Marriott, we'll have a full day energy summit there, which will be a celebration of the 2018 winners. But it's also another full day of learning. And what's kind of cool about this energy summit, as opposed to maybe some other energy conferences that you may see, is that we're putting the owners on panels, and they're talking about what works, what doesn't work for their buildings right here in Michigan. So they're not kind of selling you the latest black box and saying this is going to work, but actually, you know, this is working for me. This did not work, and here's why. So they're really interesting. They're not speakers, so it's very raw and real.
Great. Other chapter news you'd like to share, please.
Yeah, so we recently relocated, and we are now operating from the fifth floor of McKay Tower. Whoa. So we're pretty excited about that, and they've joined the Grand Rapids 2030 district, and we're working with them to reduce energy and to work on those great green things. So we're excited to be right in the thick of it, right downtown Grand Rapids now.
And does one join your council?
Yeah. You can join the U.S. Green Building Council West Michigan chapter by going to our USGBC WM website. And it's really quite economical. $70 a week. A week. $70 a year to be a member of the USGBC and support all the great work that's going on. And we are a member-driven organization, so we're looking to our members to move our mission forward.
What else would you like to share?
Well, I think that Battle of the Buildings is MichiganBattleOfTheBuildings.org. Get involved. 2030 District, of course, which we didn't really talk about today, but a similar program is GR2030District.org. So there's lots of ways to get involved with a chapter. And if we're not doing something that interests you in relation to green buildings, well, then join and start a committee and get it going.
Be that one who takes control. Thanks for your control as Executive Director, USGBC West Michigan, talking Michigan Battle of the Buildings. Good luck, Sherry Holman. Take care.
Thank you.